You're listening to The Best of Perry Gauthier, where we remember our friend and leader who was taken from us in this life in December of 2020. It is our hope that his memory lives on in the hundreds and thousands of people who he touched both in and outside of capitals in this country and around the world. We will be sharing interviews that Perry did for radio and television throughout the following weeks. Perry was always prepared to share the good news of Christ and God's love for politicians and people serving in the political realm. Today we're talking about judgment and doing it right. Perry reminds us, the speck and the log are made of the same material.
What should a Christian do in the political realm or the social realm as we find ourselves discussing tense issues, political issues, and social issues? Well, I've got a threefold answer. Fly through this and summarize a little bit of biblical advice on who are you to judge. First of all, when people say that, they're getting it from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, which says, "Do not judge, so that you will not be judged." So that's the Bible basis. That's the verse in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus is telling us and warning people, don't do this. Don't do this kind of judging. Well, what this kind of judging is, as we will see as we read the rest of the verse, it's hypocritical judging. Let me read Matthew 7, 1 through 5. "Do not judge," Jesus said, "so that you will not be judged. Because in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you." Verse 3, "Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?" Verse 4, "Or can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye.'" Verse 5, "You hypocrite." Now take note, that's the way in which you judge that Jesus is prohibiting in verse 1. Verse 1, "Do not judge." Verse 2, "Because the way you judge." And here we go, verse 5, "You hypocrite, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." So the first part of our answer here, Nate, is that the Christian is not to judge hypocritically. Did you notice that a speck of wood, you know, Jesus was a carpenter, grew up in Joseph's carpenter shop, and chipping away at wood, making chairs, tables, beams, whatever it was. And the carpenter could quite easily get a wood chip, a speck, a bit of sawdust, even from those ancient saws in his eye. And ouch, that's painful. But did you notice that the speck and the log, the timber, the lumber, the 2x4 are the same material? What Jesus is prohibiting here is not the sound use of judgment and using your mind. We're supposed to love the Lord our God with all our mind. We're made in his image as thinking people. What he's prohibiting here is not thinking wisely, not making judgments of any kind, but rather hypocritical judgment. So first of all, the Christian doesn't judge hypocritically. For example, in the tense political world, I was discussing with a man his homosexual lifestyle, and I told him that he needed to repent of that lifestyle and that he could ask anyone in his hometown that he knows is a Christian, and they'll agree with me, not him, that Catholics and Protestants and Jews before us in these great bodies of faith have always said that sodomy is a sinful thing. But I was quick to add that I, too, was a sinner, even though I've never struggled with that particular sin. I have struggled, especially as a young man, with heterosexual sin. So in humility and non-hypocrisy, while I want this man to be delivered and freed out of the enslavement of that lifestyle, and I told him I would like to share the gospel with him and sit down with him, and that I, too, needed a Savior, because all of us sin. So I was making sure there was no hypocritical speck, that I was not only doing a similar kind of sin, which I don't struggle with, never have, but even a similar sin in the whole sexual area, and in humility just admitting my own failings. So there was a tense political conversation, and I trust that I was not the hypocrite as I exhorted this man, as I would like to see him freed. Interestingly enough, before we go on to the second part of the answer, people who say, you know, who are you to judge? They're actually judging you while telling you not to be judging them, and thereby violating this exact principle, this exact passage. They're saying, who are you to make a judgment of the values that I hold because I am angry about it and I don't like the values you hold, so what are you doing? Well, it's what you're doing.
We hope today's information spurs you on to an intimate conversation with God about what your judgments on others reveal about yourself. And next week, we'll be back with more of Perry's discussion about tyranny and rebellion with the Epoch Times.